aquí en esta parte se encuentra el hueco por donde yo bajé la primera vez y cuando descubrí la entrada al túnel. Es un espacio muy pequeñito de 83 centímetros de diámetro.
Yes. Well,
this whole area above which we are, where the great pyramid of the sun, the moon, and the Quetzalcoatl is, was where the gods were born. It's sort of their equivalent of Olympus in the Greek mythology. So it's perhaps not surprising that they filled it with such glorious things. As far as Central American or Mexican finds go, this is really the equivalent of Tutankhamun's discovery in the 1920s, Carter and Carnarvon. This really is the mother lode. It's a wonderful find. For Sergio, this is a really important thing because he spent 5.5 years down here, which is an amazing thing. It's a whole sort of lifetime's achievement as an archaeologist. It's something you dream of, finding this kind of thing. It's a real trove.
We're so used to earth colours and white stone that it's easy to forget how vibrant and colourful these civilizations were. The buildings, the clothes, what did they use to colour their lives? Well, there's a clue here, where they have an abundance of an innocuous little beetle that lives in the cacti, and it gives you some idea of the power of natural dyes.
Persevere?
Yes.
Fantastical.
You're about to see a kind of magic trick, really. What those white things are the eggs of the cochineal beetle.